So I recently saw a study found that 95% of TikToks related to ADHD are false. So what's happening right now is people are having impairments to their concentration, right? My ability to focus is going down. Then what happens is I have all kinds of normal experiences with like difficulty concentrating. I forget where my keys are. I forget to pick something up from the grocery store. I have difficulty working 8 hours a day at a stretch, which is not normal anyway, by the way. So then what happens is these are features of ADHD. And I think, oh, like because ADHD people forget their keys, if I forget my keys, that means I have ADHD. You guys see how that logical chain is like
reverse engineering it.
Yeah. This is where we use something in medicine called differential diagnosis. If we take all the people who forget their keys, not all of them have ADHD, right? So maybe 90% of people with ADHD will forget their keys, but not 90% of people who forget their keys have ADHD. No one thinks about probabilities when they make a TikTok about ADHD. So what we're seeing is that there is more awareness of something called ADHD, and we're seeing like this concept get hijacked to describe, or I hate to say, excuse all kinds of relatively normal behavior. So the other really scary thing that I'm seeing is people are starting to use mental illness as an excuse. This is the biggest mistake that social media is making.